Jason and Don't Tell on Me with all the best country, 99.9 WJVL. Justin Brown in the afternoon. Very excited to have in the studio with us here. And I should preface, we are downtown in the new Showcase studio right on the corner of Main and Milwaukee Streets. Hometown boy. Welcome back to the State Line area, Southern Wisconsin, Northern Illinois. Mo Pitney is in the house joining
us
today.
Hey, brother. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
I couldn't be more grateful to be here right now.
Absolutely. Well, we are excited to have you. And I was just telling you kind of off the air. This is exactly why Big Radio invested in these Showcase studios.
Wow.
Things like this, to have you front and center, you and I, so as people are driving by. In fact, is that my daughter? She drives a vehicle again. No, it's not. It's not. I was like, is that the oldest? It's not her. But
yeah.
How cool is this? You get to see everybody. They kind of see what we do. Reminder that radio is live, it's local, and here we are
serving
our communities. And very excited to have Curb recording artist Mo Pitney joining us today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're so grateful to hear that there are groups of people like yourself that not only just want to be radio stations and whatever way the world's doing that right now, but to try to stay rooted in the way that we always remember it, which is a local place that you could see that would get real humans to come in and play and sing their songs and real program directors. And so I want to be right here supporting what you guys are doing as well. So thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for coming in. I'm glad this all worked out. You're originally from Cherry Valley, Illinois, just down the road, just a hop, skip, and a jump outside of Rockford, right?
That's right. Yep.
And I don't know if you remember this or not. You and I first met in 2014. So I'll pull the curtain back a little bit. I spent the majority of my career here at WJVL in Janesville.
Yeah.
15
okay.
years.
Yeah.
I left for what I call a vacation for four. And I worked in Rockford with our buddy Steve Summers for a hot spell. And then I ended up in Madison at a station up there before I eventually came back to WJVL.
Wow.
I lived in Janesville the same time, though. So I was either driving south to Rockford or going north to Madison, right?
Wow.
Okay.
Awesome.
4 years, almost to the date, I returned back to WJVL as afternoons and program director. And in fact, this July, it'll be my 10th year back at the radio station, which most people forgot I even left at this point, right?
Yeah.
You and I had a chance to meet, though. We brought you up to Madison for the Acoustic Stories show that we did to benefit charity.
Yep.
I shared with you then, your dad played in my friend Jelaine's band.
Yeah, right? Probably played steel guitar or lap steel.
I think it was Giddy Up was the name of the band or something like that.
That's
so anyway, so we kind of, we have a full circle moment here, but I remember telling you that.
Wow.
And
I remember. Yeah, and as far as like my dad playing here, I've been every time I come in this area because my dad was one of the only steel guitar players. Any country band of any kind or folk or whatever, it seems like my dad has touched
that band. He was the hot commodity. Yes,
exactly.
Gotta have a steel.
Which is pretty wild.
Gotta have a steel.
Yeah.
Very excited to have Mo Pitney joining us here today. And you've been having some success now with bluegrass as well. I love that. I'm a bluegrass fan.
Me too. So what, you know, the trajectory of my life was that I grew up playing and singing bluegrass music, and out of making a bluegrass record in my basement, some people in Nashville heard me, and they asked me to come to Nashville and share my music down there. I ended up getting a country record deal. I made two country albums. The first one did pretty well. The second one released in 2020, which, you know, took some steam out of the growth of what we were doing. And I had a little lull that I could have either pushed really, really hard through, or I could kind of rethink some things. And I wanted to make a record that helped me remember my initial love with music. So I made a bluegrass record with my best friend John Meyer in Johnny Cash's cabin. We don't even have enough time to tell the whole story.
How cool is that?
In Bon Aqua, Tennessee, which now that has afforded me to play, you know, two really great bluegrass shows a month at bluegrass festivals in between my country shows. And that just kind of keeps my love and passion for music alive. And then just here about a month ago, I turned in a new record to Curb Records, which is my third country album. And I couldn't be more excited to be promoting that now.
Mo Pitney joining us in the studio here on the corner of Main and Milwaukee Street. streets. Can you hang tight for a while? You got to rush out, or can you hang?
I'm ready to be here, and I'm going to actually share that my daughter Audra's in here. Her first radio station visit, so I'm going to call her over to sit next to me when we return from the break.
That is awesome. We're going to play, I want to play this song that you teamed up with Jake Worthington called Wake Up and Smell the Country.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I'd love to hear it on the radio.
All right, we'll do that. He's got his guitar in here, too. We'll let him play some live stuff as well, because you got to have him playing live if he's in the house here. So we will do that coming up next. Mo Pitney with WJBL. Yeah, I'm loving it. Wake Up and Smell the Country. Mo Pitney teaming up with Jake Worthington. Man, that is a fun one, Mo. I love it.
Oh, brother, I couldn't be more thankful that Jake was willing to even sing it with me. I wrote that with my brother-in-law, Wyatt McCubbin, who's also great friends with Jake. I let Jake know about the song maybe only a couple weeks before we needed to really know who was going to sing it with us, and he made a planned route where he had to drive 14 hours into the middle of the night and do a 10 o'clock session at night to sing it with me, and he just killed it.
That's awesome. Mo Pitney joining us in the studio here with 99.9. WJVO. We're talking new music. Oh, before I forget, hang on a second.
All right.
I know, because I forgot I was going to do this.
Oh, look at that.
All right. I forgot that I had this. It's radio. So if you want to tell everybody.
Man, are wearing the original Mo Pitney.
I was going to ask you, how old is this?
That is the first one we ever made. And so I'm thinking it had to be 2016 or 17 is when we actually designed that.
Okay. I've got the
Maybe earlier. I don't know.
My wife, I can't yell at her for having too many shoes because I've got a whole bunch of these, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'll try to match with the shirt or something like that. But yeah, I found
that. That's awesome,
the Mo Pitney hat. I'm like,
love it.
I got to bring this in today.
Thank you. So you listeners out there, he's sporting a cool hat in here.
Absolutely. Now, we've got a camera in here today. Talk a little bit about that. What's going on with this?
Yeah. So, you know, as I've tried to think through what does a radio tour look like for me at this point in my life, I'm a dad with three kids, and I'm feeling the weight of investing more and more and more time with them, more memories with them. It was difficult for me to think about leaving for 9 months like I did when I was 19 years old on my first radio tour.
Yeah.
120 stations in 9 months on that first one.
Right.
But I really wanted to invest some time in radio, and so I brought the idea to my record label that what if I get in an RV with my family and plan to do some time at parks. We spent some time at my literal spot where I grew up in Cherry Valley, Illinois today, and let the kids hang out at the park I grew up at.
So cool.
And then we're running up to do a radio station. Yeah. We're going to make some memories on the way back, but we're videoing the entire thing and we're putting it on YouTube. We're going to call it the Happy Hour Travel Vlog or the Happy Hour Radio Tour, where we're going to document our encounters and experiences with you guys across the country and kind of have a plan to give some love back to the radio stations in this AI digital world. We want to say you guys matter. Having a program director with a real heart, real mind, real instincts is incredibly important, and we want to use social media to tell that story as well.
You just said what is the heart and soul of big radio. Our owners, Ben and Scott Thompson, preach that constantly. It drives them nuts. They'll say in this radio industry where these other groups are trying to cut their way to profitability, and you can't do that because it's the personalities. It's
Absolutely.
What you and I are doing right now.
Absolutely.
Having this one-on-one conversation as we're joined with Mo Pitney in the studio here talking new music. You've got a new album, Outskirts of Town.
Correct.
Still with Curb. And you're going to be releasing this kind of slowly. What does that mean?
Yeah, so you know, in other situations or other radio tours, the label will just maybe focus in on one song and then just hammer it out. And I don't think I have the luxury to give one song all that attention. And so my plan is just these first singles that I've been waving the flag with, hey, wake up and smell the country. I got a new country record out. I'm just going to get out and start building these relationships with radio, starting a story. And every 8 weeks, we're releasing a single. I do believe that Curb has their eye on a very specific single called God Speaks Through the Radio.
Okay.
And when they're ready to just drop their foot on the gas on that, I will have already cultivated the relationships and hopefully made some believers and friends that'll get behind it when we're ready to really push. But anybody that's willing to play any of the songs right now is more than welcome to do so as they are released. And we're just, get a slow on-ramp to the highway, maybe is the way to say it.
Perfect. You got the guitar here. Should we put it to use?
Absolutely.
You going to play us a tune? What do you want to play for us?
I'm going to play you our next single. Well, you know what? I'm not going to. I've played the next single on every station, and I'd like to play the third one. I just brought up God Speaks Through the Radio, and since we talked about wanting to give the tip of the hat to the radio stations, I'll play this song in that spirit.
All right, let's do it. Mo Pitney, ladies and gentlemen.
All righty, if I can get my pick in my hand here. Oh, she was leaving, good as gone. Half a mile down the road, our song came on. She turned around, and now I know God speaks through the radio. In a car, in a bar, on a lake, in a boat out fishing. You can hear him loud and clear anywhere as long as you're listening. No matter if you think he does or you think he don't, God speaks through the radio. God speaks through the radio. Out in Grandpa's barn, going through his tools, set the radio down where he'd sat on that stool. Will the circle be unbroken? Shined heaven's hope, yeah. God speaks through the radio. In a car, in a bar, on a lake, in a boat, out fishing. You can hear him loud and clear anywhere as long as you're listening. Don't matter if you think he does or you think he don't, God speaks through the radio. God speaks through the radio. Late show headed home, back from Mobile. Couldn't keep my eyes open, fell asleep at the wheel. Woke up to Amazing Grace, not a telephone pole. 'Cause God speaks through the radio. In a car, in a bar, on a lake, or in Mama's kitchen. You can hear him loud and clear anywhere, even when you're not listening. He'll wake you up and get you back on the right road. Yeah, God speaks through the radio. God speaks through the radio. Yeah, God speaks through the radio.
Goodness. I'm getting goosebumps, man. I am.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm getting goosebumps on that one.
Goosebumps really. On an up-tempo, then you've really done something right.
Anytime you can sing about the radio as a radio guy, I got to dig,
man.
That. You know, I love that message, though, but I didn't anticipate the verse there.
About the telephone pole.
Falling asleep there.
Yeah.
Little BJ the DJ action kind of going on in a minute there. Yeah.
That has actually happened to me. I came home really late from a show south of Nashville, and fell asleep on Tennessee Waltz in Ashland City and came down into the ditch and just barely nicked it wasn't a telephone pole, it was a sign there, and that woke me up. But also there was gospel music playing on the radio.
Oh my goodness.
Pulled back up on the road, and that's where that last verse came
from.
You
had a guardian angel looking out for you that day for sure. Mo Pitney joining us in the studio here at the Big Radio Showcase on the corner of Main and Milwaukee, downtown Janesville. I'm having to take another quick break here, though.
Absolutely.
I want to segue. We're going to talk about your mission. Faith, very important to you.
Yeah.
And obviously with that, you can hear that in your music, and I've known that for some time. We'll talk about something that you're doing that's bigger than you and me both, right? Yeah,
absolutely. Would love to.
All right. We'll talk about that next. Mo Pitney joining us in the studio. Stand by. It's Ella Langley. It's called Be Her with 99.9 WJVL. I'm Justin, joined in the studio. Very special guest today. Mo Pitney is hanging out with us. So I'm a girl dad as well, Mo. My daughters are 18, soon to be 19. Gosh, which is crazy. And the youngest is 14. Wow. You did something that really resonated with me recently. You had some success out in the woods.
Oh my goodness.
Doing some turkey hunting.
I'm so glad you watched that video. Yes. Andre, he's talking about your turkey hunt that you and I went on. He saw it online. Yeah, so my daughter, she's here. She's 5.
Did you shoot that big old bird? Did you shoot that gobbler?
She did, yeah.
My goodness. How old is she, Mo?
She's 5 years old. We got her first turkey this last couple weeks ago, and I edited a video of the experience. It was honestly one of the best hunts of my entire life.
Yes.
She's been trying to get a turkey for 2 years, and she came really close last year. And the first time we went out this year, the bird flew off the roost and landed pretty much in our lap.
In your lap. Yeah, I love it.
But people can follow our outdoor adventures on a place called Wood Feathers and Fur on YouTube. I've separated some of my hunting and fishing and outdoor lifestyle stuff from the music, and that's where they can find that. So
my girls have no interest in doing the pull and the trigger, but they've gone with me a bunch of times, and so I'll take them anytime I can. They love to sit with me, and I've got some great experiences, and we filmed a few hunts, and I have to do the 3, 2, 1, dad's gonna go boom here kind of thing, the countdown, right? Yes, we've had the noise concealer headphones on and stuff like that at times where I'm letting them know ahead of time because this big old Tom's in front of us. But what a cool experience. I saw that right away and I was like, yes, I love it.
I just couldn't believe how well God made that whole story happen. He gobbled so much. He walked 5 yards from the blind and then just the sun was shining behind him. It's just the most perfect hunt of my life.
I'm so glad
I could share that with Audrey.
Yeah, thank you for telling the story. I tell people all the time, they're like, why do you do that? I'm like, that's my tree stand therapy, right?
Yeah.
And that is where I find God a lot of times. I'm not going to kid you. It's just the scenery. And I tell people, it's not about bagging that big buck. It's not about getting that turkey. Yes, that is the goal. But for me, it's just being one-on-one with nature.
Yeah.
It's a little self-reflection.
Yeah.
It's a time to pause and be thankful for the things I have, not the things I don't. Glass is half full. It's not half empty, right?
Well, you know, the record, The Outskirts of Town, is based on everything that you're describing. So I lived out in the woods. The only thing that put me indoors was my guitar forever. And then when I moved to Nashville, I brought all this kind of outskirts of town lyric and love of life into the middle of the city. And I realized that I started to get suffocated in the middle of all that concrete and horns honking and everything. And I had to say with Merle, I'm tired of this dirty old city, and say, I wish I were down by some blue bayou with a bamboo cane stuck in the sand. So you'll see on this new record, it's a lot of edge of town lyric. And then whenever it's the middle of city lyric, it's we're bringing the country to the heart of the city. And that kind of reminisces my first single, Country. Country can be in the middle of the city if you bring it from the outskirts of town, you know. But anyways, so I love the outdoors. I love, you know, God's creation untouched by man. And I wanted to capture a lot of that on this new project. So I'm right with you.
Mo Pitney joining us in the studio here on WJVL. I want to talk about this ministry supporting victims of human trafficking, which is, I know it's a very serious subject, but it's so important.
Yeah. So, you know, I moved to Nashville, and this industry is a very self-focused industry, so that all the work that you do ends up just pointing back to you because you are the brand, you are the product. And there's like a psychological break that starts to happen with us when all we do is self-focus. And so after my second record, I felt God's presence really pressing my wife and I to do something more than just music and something for others. We went on a missions trip. We kind of were searching and prayerfully looking. And God just laid out these series of events where he'd met a victim of human trafficking. She called me in the middle of the night. As I was telling Emily, I felt impressed to open a home with Lori. She called me and said, I was just praying and I felt led to say, I think we're supposed to open a home.
No way.
That happened at the same time. within a year, we had our first location completely paid off. And God just put rocket boosters on what we did. We've helped 5 women get off the streets without the house in operation. And we're 2 months away from hiring the first 2 women to oversee the house, where we can utilize this house to help women get off the street and get the help that they need.
That is amazing.
I'm the chair of the board now, co-founder with my wife and Lori, the survivor. And you can find everything on rahabhouse.org, R-A-H-A-B house.org. And follow along.
Mo Pitney talking about that. If you want to help support, again, the victims of human trafficking, and you're hearing too much about this, it's rahabhouse.org.
Yep. Or com. Either one will bring you there.
One will take you there. Very good. So it's rahabhouse.org. You want to do one more?
Oh, I'd love to.
You want to do one more?
Yeah.
I do have a break to take, but I don't care. We're gonna forego the format here today. As long as I've got you in, man, you can.
Absolutely.
What are you going to play next?
Well, this is going to be the first time I've played this song on the radio, and it'll be the sneak peek. We've called this the Happy Hour Travel Vlog, and we've not yet played the song Happy Hour.
Let's just
felt led. This is the one that the station I need to play it on.
Very good. Happy Hour, Mo Pitney with WJVL.
Boys are all headed down to the bar, giving me grief, twisting my arm, tempting me with a 5 o'clock whiskey sour. I like beer and I like shooting pool, love killing time on an old bar stool, but it's getting late, boys, it's almost happy hour. When I walk in that house, set it all down and put my arms around her. Kids are growing like weeds and one day they're gonna move out. So I'll rain check the high fives and the 2-for-1s. I love you boys, but I've gotta run. I'm going where there's the best happy hour in town. There's only 24 in any one day. You work most of those and then try to make the most of what's left that the traffic and sleep don't devour. Don't nobody know how many you get. All you can control is how they get spent. With a little bit of love, I'll make a few more happy hours. When I walk in that house, set it on down and put my kids are growing like weeds and one day they're gonna move out. So I'll rain check the high fives and the 2-for-1s. I love you boys, but I've gotta run. I'm going where there's the best happy hour in town. My little piece of heaven, the best happy hour in town.
Somebody cutting onions? What's going on here, man? Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Mo Pitney, happy hour. I tell you what. I partied enough for the both of us in my younger days, and I can relate to that one big time. And I got buddies that are telling you all the time, like, where you been? I'm life happened, right?
Yeah.
And I told
the
you,
real
hey,
stuff.
How old are your kids now?
My oldest is 9, youngest is 2, and this one here is 5.
And they tell you all the time that it goes so fast, right? You hear this all the time, and then it happens.
Yep.
And I had a moment, kind of like what you're talking about there. It was just, I don't know, maybe a month ago. My oldest, who, like I say, will soon be 19, and the youngest, who is 14. And you just hold those moments. I was in the kitchen. They were both at the kitchen table listening to music and stuff. And all of a sudden, I flipped my phone around and I did one of these little video things of them because I was like, look at this. Remember this. Cherish this, right? Goodness. Because you have these little moments and these little winks and it's like, that's what it's about.
Amen.
Right there, right? Sorry, boys. I'll catch you next time.
That's right. I've got the real thing at home. And that's a real moment of life sobriety when God... His presence rests on you in a way that causes you not to miss what's most important. And some people, I think, go through life and miss it. And I just pray that God lets me continue to remember that these kids are my everything. My wife is what's most important. The only reason why I'm on the road working and doing anything is for them. So might as well load them up in an RV and go to the radio station so you don't miss it.
I love it. I love it. Mo Pitney joining us in the studio. Thank you so much, man. I could have you play for like the next 5 hours if I could, but...
Thank you so much for having me. We'll be back. We'll
absolutely
play more songs.
New album, Outskirts of Town. It is being slowly released. So as you start to hear some of these songs out there, grab them, play them. We'll try to play some of these on the radio as much as possible as well. And, man, all the best to you. Take care of that family. I love seeing the updates. Seeing the updates. Say hi to Mom and Dad, too.
I will, brother. Right? Thank you so much.
And as we say in Wisconsin, watch for deer.
All right.
Watch for deer.
Will.
All right. Right?
I'm Brooke Summers.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plan starts at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.